Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to The Fringe Journal. Today, we're going to explore The Good Deeds Society, the first novel, which is entitled Stalker, Chapter 1. I could just see the headlines. 15-year-old daughter of long-forgotten child star makes bid for celebrity, brings gun to school. Ask anyone who knows me, though, and they'll tell you that I'm the level-headed one, the one who keeps her cool, the one who is the parent to the adult child, my mom. So, how was I going to explain that this is a big mistake? Sadly, the fact that it was a mistake was even better for the news, fanzines, tabloids, and blogs. Under my photo, they could put some pretty provocative captions. Yet another school shooter's attempted shortcut to fame. Or, child star's child shoots for celebrity. It certainly does not help that I am a dead ringer for little Anna, the sitcom character my mom played in her television series, once faded into obscurity, but now slated for a revival. So, what can I do to convince everyone that I did not even know that there was an old paintball gun in the backpack I carried to school until Mrs. Bell screamed, "Gun! Gun!" I don't remember what else happened in the next few moments. I found myself on the ground, hands pinned behind my back, the sound of a girl's voice giggling like crystal, a blonde ponytail bobbing down the hall, a cell phone with a disco tune ringtone going off, a hoarse teenager's voice shouting, a girl crying, another girl shouting, voices. "That's a toy. Don't shoot her. It's just a toy. Paintball." Then another cell phone rang, this time almost in my ear. It had a sappy, sentimental ringtone tune I almost recognized. My stomach sank. The security guard's voice was oddly reassuring. His burly arm, then two thick hands, helped me back up to my feet. He smelled of soap and aftershave. As I stood up, I desperately wished for invisibility. How did my mom handle having all those eyes on her when she was in the limelight? Of course, it was easier for her. She was famous for playing a darling character in a quirky television program with a cult following. This was something different. I felt tears stream from my eyes, and I don't even cry. Standing in the hallway, the tall, slender soccer player, skateboarder, new guy I had developed a crush on was staring at me curiously. It was Matt Lund. At that moment, I almost dropped dead of shame. Matt Lynn's gaze turned to the man, the security guard, who guided me toward a skinny, middle-aged man who had a kind of ratty dandiness about him, probably due to small moth holes in the vintage cashmere vest he wore. It was Mr. Kindell, the school principal. The once diffident principal had turned into a skinny general, barking orders. Hours later, I was in the principal's office. Mr. Kindell was talking to me. I noticed he had put a jacket, which covered his oddly patterned argyle moth-eaten sweater. "I always knew we'd have some kind of Columbine event here. What have I been saying all along? It's the violent video games," he said. Redbud School, a part of the Central School District, was not a place where anyone would expect school violence. "Video games?" I thought to myself. No, I don't think so. I think it's standardized testing and ineffectual drugstore acne medicine. "There are many stressors that can make a young teenager snap. I have predicted this all along, and I have a plan," he said. My heart sank. I started to realize what it felt like to be branded. I became a symbol of a gruesome stereotype or a psychological type. I was a pawn, a symbol, a chump, a tool. Well, it was not easy. Eventually, they realized it was a misunderstanding. Again, an amazingly foolish misperception. I mean, after all, I know I've been going through a tough time lately, and a lot of things I would rather not happen are happening. I've been asked to rescue the unrescuable, and I certainly do not feel cut out for the job. Sometimes people get everything wrong. Still, no matter how tough life might be, I would never bring a gun, an old neon green plastic toy that shoots small fluorescent balls filled with paint, to school. But by that time, Mr. Kendall had already unveiled his great solution and had seized the moment and, of course, a few headlines. All at my expense, of course. It was not easy. I hope you've enjoyed Chapter 1. Listen to Chapter 2. It will come soon. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you've been listening to Stalker, the first installment of The Good Deeds Society. Chapter 1. Thank you for listening.